One of my buddies in the seminary used to say, tread very carefully when you are with someone who is really certain of their own discernment. In other words, be a little bit careful with people who seem to be absolutely sure of what God is telling them. Maybe you know someone who says, well, God told me this, or God told me that. I was working in my garden and God told me this. Walking down the aisle in the grocery store, God told me that. Well, don't get me wrong, God does speak to us. God, of course God speaks to us. And we do need to grow in our ability to know when it is that God is speaking to us and what God is saying. But we don't get to the point where every thought that comes into our mind or heart we consider as being directly from God. We always have to discern. We've seen many stories in the news about people who do crazy things in the name of God. You know, we hear about cult leaders who say they got a message from God. Before we know it, dozens of people are dead. So we always have to discern very carefully when we feel that God is saying something to us. But let's take a look at the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles gives us a picture of the early church, right? Right after Pentecost, you know, all the disciples, the apostles, go out and they start proclaiming the gospel. So we have a little glimpse of what the first Christians were like and what they believed. And towards the end of today's first reading, we have this line. It's part of a letter that is delivered to the Christians in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. And this one particular line caught my attention, where they said, it is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burden beyond these necessities. And it goes on to talk about the things that Christians need to stay away from. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us. Wow. You know, that's a pretty bold claim there. They're not saying, you know, we got together and started thinking and we decided these are the rules that we need to lay down, or these are the pieces of Judaism that we need to keep observing. They said, the Holy Spirit decided, and so did we, that this is what needs to happen. Now, normally then, I would look at something like that with a little bit of caution and say, well, how do you know that it really is the Holy Spirit that's saying this? How can you be so certain that what you're saying is directly from God? But we see in this passage that the church, from the very beginning, claimed to be able to discern the movement of the Holy Spirit. The church, from the very beginning, claimed to speak on behalf of God. And it wasn't just because they thought that would be a good idea and that it would give some credence to what they were saying. Jesus promised that he would send the Holy Spirit. In 2 weeks, we're going to be celebrating Pentecost. So the gospel readings are pointing our minds in that direction, toward the coming of the Holy Spirit. Jesus promises that he's going to give the Holy Spirit to his church. In fact, without the Holy Spirit, there is no church. The church is what it is because of the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And think back also to the Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus says to Peter, I will build my church upon this rock, and the gates of hell will never prevail against the church. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom. And whatever you declare bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you declare loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So it's not just a matter of, you know, agreeing with an idea that maybe the church is inspired by the Holy Spirit. We can trust that the church speaks on behalf of God precisely because Jesus promised that he would operate through the church. This leads us to the question then, how much do we trust the church, especially the teaching arm of the church? How much do we trust the church? Do we really fully believe that the church speaks on behalf of God? Or do we take some of the church's teachings with a grain of salt? Do we sometimes close our ears to the voice of the church, having already made up our mind on this matter or that? Do we sometimes trust our own reasoning through things instead of seeking the guidance and wisdom of the church? Now, let me give you a couple examples where I think the answer to my questions might be in the affirmative. What about politics? I already had a warning from a lady in one of the other parishes. She said, "Father, do not tell me how to vote." Okay, I never intended to tell you how to vote. The church does not, that's not the role of the church, to tell you who to vote for. But if we close off our minds and hearts to the wisdom that the church offers us when it comes to forming our conscience and our minds and our hearts so that we know how to vote well, then we're cutting ourselves off from the way of the Lord. The Lord wants us to invite his wisdom in all that we do, including filling out that ballot. Sometimes people disagree with the church when it comes to her teachings on marriage or divorce or sexual morality, things like that. Well, again, is that some area where we've already made up our minds? Or do we have an attitude of humility and openness to delve into the reasons that the church teaches that and try to understand and open ourselves to accept that truth? Maybe it's just a matter of the church's teachings on going to Mass every Sunday, going to confession, things like that. People may say, "I know what's right for me. I don't need the church to tell me what to do." And there could be many other areas. But it comes back to the question then, how much do we trust the church? Do we really believe that the church speaks on behalf of God? If we trust that the Lord Jesus gave his Holy Spirit to the church, and still operates through the church, then we might want to think twice about holding positions that are in direct opposition to what the church teaches. Now, God understands where we're at. He knows that we don't have it all figured out yet in our minds. We, you know, struggle sometimes to understand different realities or issues. God is okay with that. But God is also always inviting us to resolve those issues where we might be at odds or where we're having trouble accepting what the church teaches. If we simply stick to what we want to believe and stick to the way we've reasoned things out and are not open to what the church has to teach us, or the church's wisdom, then can we really claim that we are being guided by the Holy Spirit? Think about it for a moment. If the Lord Jesus gave his Spirit to the church to teach and to speak in his name, do we really want to be on the opposite side of the fence? Now you'll say, "Well, Father, there's all kinds of corruption. Look at all the corrupt popes, all these bad things that have been done by members of the church." And I'd say, I realize that. Not a one of us is perfect. But the church is more than just a coming together of a bunch of sinners. The church has been divinely instituted. And that's why we can trust in her wisdom. I'm not saying check your brain at the door. Not at all. In fact, if we do that, we've got to change that. Because we're not robots. God doesn't want us to just show up because that's what our grandparents taught us or whatever. The Lord wants us to engage. He wants us to understand. But he also wants us to be humble and open to his truth. So I encourage you then, take a look at your life, your mind, your heart. Are there any areas or issues where you find yourself at odds with what the church teaches or struggling to understand? And ask the Lord for the grace this day to delve into that, to move toward resolving that. Because when we're not on the other side of the fence from the church's teachings, then not only do we recognize the Holy Spirit moving in the church, we also recognize the Holy Spirit moving more and more in our own personal lives. And that's where exciting things start to happen, when we align our lives with the teachings of Jesus Christ. We ask for the grace this day to understand, to have humble openness to whatever the Lord wants to teach us.